Welcome to another installment of the Moshcast, a podcast featuring music from punk, hardcore and metal bands all around Australia, brought to you by Chucking a Mosh. My name's Jay Stevens, and I hope you enjoy the Australian music we've got lined up for you over the next three quarters of an hour. Kicking off this Moshcast with a bang were Fires of Waco with their track The Journey Slow. The band announced back in January that they were finishing up, which made us all very sad. However, they've just announced details for their final show, which, if you're in Brisbane, will be a riot. It's on the 24th of March at Via Studios, and it's free entry, all ages. No announcement on supports yet, but you can be assured that we'll let you know on chuckingamosh.com as soon as we find out. Whilst we've started on Poison City Records bands, we may as well continue, as Hoodlum Shouts have announced their debut album, Young Man, Old Man, will be released on March 28th, jointly through Poison City and Hello Square Recordings. We're excited to hear this full length. It's been a while coming since 2009's Horses and Human Hands. To celebrate the release of Young Man, Old Man, the band is hitting the road on the East Coast. Check our website for details of their tour dates. Here is Hoodlum Shouts with Guns, Germs, Steel.
This is Darren Gibson. You're listening to Moshcast from Chucking a Mosh.
She's been so lost, no thought to return, disputing her body. To keep calm. daddy has gone, the morning bird helps soothe the soul. Girlfriends and savings are parties and weekends, her education, the family relations. What was she thinking? The future uncertain. She will be judged, he will be gone. She's been so lost. She's been so lost. She's been so lost. She's been so lost. For now, it's best to keep calm. The morning bird helps soothe the soul. She's young, her daddy has gone. The morning bird helps soothe the soul.
Skyway there with their track Bright Eyes Never Die. The band have recently announced an East Coast tour to celebrate their new single, Four Wheels and a Heart of Gold. Tour dates are on our website. Before Skyway, we heard from our main man, Mr. Darren Gibson, with his track Lost off last year's album, Crosstown Motions. Darren has just announced that he will be the main support on Xavier Rudd's Follow the Sun tour. This tour will take Darren to terrific venues and will show new fans across the country, taking in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, Fremantle and Perth. We love him and wish him all the best success. Dilly Divine is a band we've heard a couple of tracks from in recent months. The band is made up of members of bands such as Day of Contempt, The Omen, The Rose Line, The Abandonment and The Bright Star Alliance. And they're currently working on material for a full-length album which is due for release in the second half of 2012. They posted a bit of a studio clip showing them playing, eating food and other interesting things, including some sneak peeks of some new tracks, which you can see on our website. Here's the most recent track they've released, which is called Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Slowly! does come, you won't find out.
Between the Devil and the Deep, who just rocked Adelaide and Melbourne to the core over the weekend with some other awesome local bands. That song was Over the Counter Culture, which you can hear on their new record Paper Spine, which was released on Friday, March 2nd. It's fucking amazing, and we're sure you will love it too. The band have some great bundle offers available too, so check out their Facebook page and go and buy the new record. Support good Aussie music. This brings up to our new noise section of the Moshcast, where we introduce you to a new band that may have only formed very recently or have just released their first recordings. In this episode, we're introducing you to Sydney's Handball Deathmatch. Sort of punk, ska hybrid, these guys have been impressing people, including Melbourne skankers the Cujo Kings on their recent tour. They don't follow the normal ska bent and have great vocals with a distinctive Aussie tinge. The band have released a track from their upcoming EP, which we're excited for you to hear. Check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/handballdeathmatch. Here's Handball Deathmatch with Solitaire.
You play the cards you're given. Chugga chugga.
Brain there with their song Alone. The band have announced that they will be supporting California hardcore band Xibalba on their upcoming April tour. This is a massive thing for them. We hope they show the Americans how hard Aussies can be. Before Warbrain, we heard from Vultures with 1111. These guys supported Break Even on their recent farewell tour and have just released that song as a teaser from their upcoming album, which is entitled Alaska. We're told it will be out soon. Our band of the month for March has just been announced, and it's Melbourne's hard and heavy rockers, Bateman. These guys have been around for a couple of years and have just released their debut EP, Ultraviolence, on Slippery Slope Recordings. We'll catch up with bass player Joe Rullo in a second, but first, here's the second track of the new EP, Like Clockwork. Hey Joe, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries, man. Not a problem.
This record feels like it's been a while coming. You guys played heaps of shows around the place. Why'd it take so long?
Well, I suppose. With the recording, we decided to, you know, just to kind of save money and make it a bit easier on ourselves, split it across different venues. So we did the drum tracking and bass at a studio, Red Door Sounds. And then we did the rest at Gareth's house. I suppose trying to fit in recording in between our own schedules, as well as not being able to record too late, piss off his neighbours, kind of added to it. along with that, we also sent the EP overseas to get mixed by Joby Ford, who did an awesome job. But with that, it also took a bit of time. But in saying that, we're totally happy with the way it came out.
So we did notice when we got our copy of the EP that it's been mixed by Joby, better known for his work in the Bronx and Mariachi El Bronx. But how'd that all come about, and what was it like sort of working with him?
We all got together one night for dinner and wrote out a massive list of people who we wanted to work with for the recording. And he was actually at the top of the list, and we hit up a few different people, but he was the one that came back to us, and he was the most keen. So we sent him some demos, and he loved them, and the rest is history, I suppose.
Yeah. What's your favourite track off the EP?
Ooh, I think Sandbanger has some sentimental value because it was one of the first that we sort of wrote as a band. But probably Skeletal Sledgehammer, just because it's crazy and it's super fun to play live.
We know that you're in the middle of putting together your upcoming tour in support of Ultraviolence. Is there any Australian bands that you really sort of love to play with?
We're just in the final stages of hooking up shows with Safe Hands from Newcastle. Awesome, and they're one of my favourite Aussie bands. But there's a bunch of great bands out there at the moment. Tell the Unicorn I love, Nucleus Summer, they're awesome. Waiting Room, Only Sleeping, they're all Queensland bands. And also Gay Parrots from Sydney, who are a personal favourite of mine. A bit different, but would love to play with them.
Now, looking at the artwork of the EP, and sort of, I mean, I've seen you guys live. I know what you guys are like live. It seems like being in this band is just a lot of fun for you guys. How do you keep it that sort of fun and exciting?
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's a bit of a balancing act sometimes because we do, you know, 99% of the business shit ourselves, which, you know, we're not in a band to do business, but unfortunately it just sort of comes with the territory. But I think it's just the fact that we're all mates, and we're just mates playing music, like, first and foremost, and then everything else is pretty much secondary. So as long as we stay friends, it should be all okay, I think.
And you're heading out on the road in the coming weeks, but have you got any details for the EP launch?
Yeah, EP launch is locked in at Indigo Hotel in Melbourne. With supports from Viking Frontier, Cavalcade and Stockade, so all awesome bands. And, yeah, try to get down. Playing live is what we do. So
Saturday the 16th of March, is that right?
That is correct.
All right, well, thanks for being with us on the Moshcast, Joe. It's much appreciated.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Now, here's Bateman with the closing track of their new EP, Ultraviolence, Thievery.
You spit in my... My
Adelaide have brought us many amazing bands over the years, continue to do so with very little exceptions. Mayweather can be added to that, as you can hear there with their recently released track Walk Away. The band have just announced a show with Melbourne's H's in Adelaide in March, and we're carving it up Victoria's Way in April. Before then, we heard from The Construct out of Brisbane with their new track 2AM. You might have heard some guest vocals in that song from Aaron Stringer from The Amity Affliction. Construct released their new self-titled EP on March 15th. That brings us to the end of the Moshcast for another fortnight, finishing once again with our classic mosh. This episode's classic mosh is Mid-Youth Crisis. If you haven't heard of these guys, you really need to rethink your Australian music education. NYC were originally known as Downfall back in the early 90s before changing their name to One Inch Punch for a few years before settling on Mid-Youth Crisis. They were pioneers in the Australian scene before breaking up in 1999. They have reunited a couple of times and every show is always sold out. Coming up is Life Plan from Birth, which is my personal favourite off the album Happiness and Authority. Remember, you can contact us in a bunch of ways, either on our Facebook page at facebook.com/chuckingamosh, on Twitter at chuckingamosh, or even email me at j@chuckingamosh.com. Thanks heaps for listening. I'm Jay Stevens. We'll see you later.